You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, some of you probably have traveled with maybe your parents or your grandparents, someone who is aging, but you want them to stay active. And maybe you thought, well, you know, I'm out here now, but I'm not really sure how to make this whole thing come together. Well, my guest, Shelley Webb, who is an expert on aging with her blog, where she works with women over 50 to make them have the best life possible. She is talking with me about some of the tips that we can do to help the aging, help seniors actually travel, stay active, and do it in a way where it would be productive, successful, and also comfortable and fun. We better add that part to it, Shelley, because the whole purpose of traveling is to have fun as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about some of these tips that we can give to folks, because I always say that there's, you know, the planning of the trip where you have the glossy brochures out that are talking about the destination. You're like, oh my, that would be so wonderful to travel there. But then you're there and you're like, right. Well, I didn't realize the hotel was going to be, you know, so far. I didn't realize there were so many steps that I would have to walk up and down. So let's talk a little bit about what the first step is. I say plan for your trip with a travel professional.
Right. That's always a great idea because they know the cities much better than we do, much better than the brochures might describe them.
Exactly.
And you do have to make sure you don't choose a hotel with a bunch of steps. That would not work.
That would not work. And the other thing about hotels, too, you want to choose one that maybe is centrally located so that you're close to the major attractions. You can easily get your Uber and your taxi. And also, too, maybe if you need a midday break, it's easy to get back to the hotel in the middle of the day.
Right. That's a good point, a midday break. You shouldn't try and plan too many activities, especially as you age or if you're having a loved one with you.
Right. I always say there's no need to try and pack all of the adventures and activities into one day on one vacation. Spread it out a bit, or maybe even spread it out over multiple vacations, because you don't also have to try and do it all in one vacation.
True.
And, you know, since we're talking about activities, what about those senior discounts?
Senior discounts are great, but they need to be researched a little bit, because sometimes you want to check the senior discount price with the price on some of the other websites, because they can actually be a little bit more sometimes.
Oh, that's a really good point. I didn't think about that, because there are a lot of websites out there that offer coupons for different attractions and different things to do around the destination.
Right. But senior discounts are great. I'm learning that, too.
I know, me as well. But it seems like they keep pushing the age up a little bit for those discounts. So someone is caught on that a lot of people are using those, but still a good idea. But now, what about families traveling with the older family member? You think that's a good idea? It's not always possible, but if possible, what do you think about that?
Yeah, if possible, it's a great idea. I once had my father on a flight, and it was not a nonstop flight. That was another mistake. and even though we had talked to the airlines ahead of time, he was left in the middle of the airport and didn't know what to do. He kept waiting for someone to come help, and he ended up missing his flight and had to stay overnight there.
Wow.
So it is a good idea if you can travel with your aging loved one.
Yeah, and you mentioned not a nonstop flight. I would think that that is definitely something we would want to do, is book that nonstop flight. I mean, I like nonstop flights just in general, if at all possible, because you get on the airplane, you get off at your destination. But what are some other reasons for maybe taking that nonstop flight?
Well, it's less tiring, of course, and as we age, we may not be able to run across the airport. Say we have like a flight out of Chicago, that's a big airport, mm-hmm. and sometimes you're running from one side of the airport to the other, and we might not be able to get there as fast.
That's true, because you have to take into consideration there might be some delays, and I know I have run through my share of airports in my lifetime trying to make those connecting flights, and first of all, it's no fun. But you do have to have that energy to do that. I'm not real sure I could do that at this point. I know. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with my friend, Shelley Webb, about aging and travel and how we need to make sure that we, as we age, stay active, but also if we have aging parents or aging relatives, that we help keep them active. Now, Shelley, we're talking about flying, so I want to ask another little thing, what you think about this, and that is the time of day that you book your flight. I always say maybe late morning or early afternoon, because those times don't seem to be quite as rushed. I guess it depends on the time of the year, of course, but generally speaking, those times don't seem to be quite as rushed as maybe the morning flights. What are your thoughts about that with seniors?
Right. I think that's a great idea. I think, you know, some seniors have difficulty getting up early in the morning anyways, and then if we have to rush, try to get the airport on time, we could make it more stressful, and we may forget things at home. So, you know, the more hours we have to gather things together that might not go well or right, the better it is. And then not too late in the day either, because seniors can run out of energy, and they might need a nap, and so that could not work out for the best either.
And that's a really good point, because the time of day also, too, we have to keep in mind how long that flight is and what time they would be arriving as well. So that's a really good point as well. Now, we are talking about traveling by flight, but by car also, too, is another way that we can really have a lot of opportunities to get our relatives that are aging and get ourselves out, as well as we age, by car, going to places that are not so far away, because staying active doesn't have to be some grand vacation that you've been planning for a long time. It could be a trip just somewhere in the city or somewhere in the state. So travel by car, any kind of thoughts about that?
Traveling by car is good because there's always sights along the way that you can stop and look at. It's also a good idea to know where the rest areas are and try to stop at those. A lot of the rest areas in some of the states are handicap accessible now, and they have better restrooms than they used to have. And so take advantage of those rather than gas stations where they might not have handicap accessible facilities.
Very, very good point. And definitely, because some people I know really kind of plan out that journey. And if you're one of those people that's a big planner in terms of that, plan for those stops, because everyone needs to stand and stretch and take those nature breaks. But the elderly, you definitely want to keep that blood flowing and have an opportunity for them to stand, stretch their legs, and then get back in the car and be ready to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, we talked a little bit earlier about choosing accommodations, and I think we both agree that, you know, the location of that accommodation, whether it is a hotel or Airbnb is really popular nowadays. Keep in mind, you know, the different things that the person might need. Stairs, do they need an elevator because of so many stairs? Where the hotel is located, those type things. Any other thoughts on that?
I mean, most hotels have elevators now, so that's always good. But what we forget about is the entrance to the hotel. Can we get in? You know, if you've got knee problems, you have to go up 20 stairs. That's not going to be good. Or also, I just read that about 70% of people over age 63 have vertigo or some kind of vertigo. So the dizziness, going upstairs when you're dizzy, not fun.
Not fun at all. Not fun at all. You're absolutely right about that. Now, Shelley, we've come down to the end of another segment, and we just have so much more to talk about. So may I ask you to stay here for another segment, please, and we can tackle some more of these tips.
I'd be happy to.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we are talking about traveling with friends, all part of the Oprah Magazine Holland America cruise is coming up that I'm taking part in. So this show is all about that cruise coming up, and Shelley and I'll talk a little bit about that too when I come back here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go, well then close your eyes and try, feel the way we do today, and then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always.
by show.